Hey everybody, this is Dee Dee Leprac and your Black Women with Other Brothers podcast for Monday, June 15th, 2020. Your Black Women with Other Brothers podcast is a short format podcast that comes to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from downtown San Francisco, California. How are you doing? Today's topic is, are you a mama martyr? I'm seeing so many Black women martyr themselves for these causes, and we don't have to agree about Black Lives Matter, because what I personally think is that I don't know if they have all Black people's best interests at heart. I am not into violent protest. I am not into looting. I agree there needs to be some police reform, obviously, but this is nonstop. This is now over the top, and it seems to be doing more harm than good. And again, we are not all one. We don't have the same brain. We don't share the same thoughts. That's the thing about us Black people in America and all over the world. We are not all one. There is not one size fits all. Black Lives Matter does not speak for all Black people. My biggest concern isn't reforming the police. In fact, most Black people's concern in America isn't reforming the police, but they are focusing on police reform. Right now, it's like beating a dead horse. It is over the top. And now, you know, it's like you make a point and you keep making the point and you keep making the point and you keep making a point. And the people who are on your side are tired of it. They're like, hey, the point has been made already. And that's where I'm at. The point has been made and there is no need for Black women to martyr themselves for any reason, for any cause, except staying healthy, staying safe, and paying your rent. I understand that there are areas in America and there are Black people in America that get targeted and harassed by the police a lot. That's not all Black people. That's a percentage of Black people. And again, I'm speaking from myself where I'm sitting. It's a small percentage. It's not every day that we walk out our doors and a cop is going to stop and hassle us. And again, I realize there are spots in America and around the world where people do get hassled by the police. Where I live, I feel that we Black people have bigger priorities. This is like getting Black people off the game. The looting is what I don't agree with. But more importantly, I am so tired of seeing Black women on the front lines. And in fact, the news is using the Black women as the mammy mules. And I know a lot of people have been locked down, quarantined, shelter in place since COVID-19, high unemployment rate in Black America, very high unemployment rate. So basically, you've got a lot of restless people that are getting stirred up. So who doesn't want to go out there and protest? I have heard that a lot of people consider it like a party, a performance art party, going out there, hanging with the friends, having some drinks, getting high, walking around, people playing music, you're catching up with people you haven't seen since school or work, high school friends, some cousins you haven't seen. It's more like a performance protest party. From what I've heard, the points have been made, and unfortunately, what happens to soldiers on the front line? They are the ones who get shot down. I read a story of a 19-year-old Black woman and her 75-year-old ally, 75-year-old white woman. They both got killed by a Black male down in Florida after a George Floyd protest. I consider all protests dangerous, even if you are just going through a kiddie park. and that some black women are actually have the nerve to put their children, strap their children in strollers and going out there and protesting, seems to me they lack self-preservation. Now, sisters, you do not have to be the person to be the martyr. You can and you should just sit back. Let someone else do it. I'm not down for the fact that so many black women are so brainwashed thinking if I don't do it, it won't get done. Oh, yes, it will. You don't have to martyr yourself because most likely you are not married to the father of your children. These are the facts. Most likely if you got hurt, your children would be raised by your mother. Those are the facts. Most of the time, most is the majority. Being a martyr for what? For a TikTok fame? Facebook shine? To please Black Twitter to take your photo and get viral and look at me, I'm out there standing up for the brothers. Now, we already know that there is a very dysfunctional gender role reversal in many black communities around the world. Some are very functional. In America, it's complete gender role reversal. Girls that are under 25 think it's normal to pay for dates. They think it's normal to approach guys for dates, most. Most girls under the age of 25 that are black never lived with their father, so they think that marriage is just a piece of paper. I said most. And being socialized that way, they think it's normal to martyr themselves for a cause. And it's all about getting love from daddy. But daddy doesn't want you out there protecting him. In fact, daddy will think you are masculine and then go with some non-black woman because she's softer and had enough sense to stay at home. Well, these are all my thoughts. And I only speak for myself. The idea of being a martyr, unless you have your house in order, you've got life insurance, you've got your funeral planned. I'm serious. It's real out there. And you never know who's in the protest, who is a government agent, who is the agent provocateur, who is just a real hater. And the least protected woman in America is the black woman, first off, anyway. So darlings, sweethearts, you don't need to be a martyr. Clean your house, make some delicious food, start a new hobby. There are so many other things you can do besides being a sister soldier, social justice, mammy, martyr. So that's your podcast. Hey, how are you doing otherwise? Are you okay? I do care. I'm concerned about what's going on with my sisters. Please stay home and stay safe. I am Dee Dee LaFrac. This is Black Women with Other Brothers. Everything's beautiful. Thank you.